Behind the Chair on Talkabout in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, a very warm welcome back to Emma Quirk, who has returned to her old stomping ground of her regular slot here on Radio Kerry, talking about hair. And of course, Emma, you were back with us in February.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're back with us now again in April. And people are starting to get the message that you're back in business.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose, you know, the way I put it at the time in January was that I wasn't gone. You know, I was just growing, and obviously I downscaled a bit. But just since I was on in February, things have just gone mayhem, to be honest. Yeah, so it's fabulous.
Yeah, and it's still just yourself, is it?
Yeah, just myself. So, yeah, I know it's just crazy busy, which is great.
That's brilliant.
And I'm very appreciative of it.
Yeah, that's great. I'm delighted for you. Well, listen, we might start off today. I was thinking about this last night when I knew you'd be coming in, and just something that's occurred to me a lot lately. Shampoos and products that you use in your hair, but primarily we'll say shampoos and conditioners. And I was in a shop recently and I was looking at the array of products that are there, and I was thinking, do you know what, where would you even begin when, if you were just trying to pick out a shampoo or a conditioner for your hair?
So I suppose the way I would look at it, and I look at a client, it's condition is like the main thing that we look at on any type of hair, whether it's a colour client or it's just a blow dry client or a cut and blow dry client. It all comes back to condition. So it's looking at what's going on with the hair, you know, if it has frizz in it, if it needs a colour maintenance, is it a bit dry? So like dry and damaged are kind of two different things. So dry being like from heat appliances, you know, straighteners, over blow drying it, and then you'd have damage, which would be more, say, from like chemical damage. So like we look at that kind of a structure really to decide on shampoos and conditioners for the clients. Mm-hmm. Then people with fine hair, they just want a bit of volume, so you're kind of looking at your volume ranges, you know. So there's, it depends really on what, I suppose, the client that's in front of you, what between both you and the client, you decide on what actually the client is really looking for, but also the big word being condition at the end of it.
Yeah, the reason I was asking this is that you can go into one of the discount stores and buy a shampoo for €2.
Yeah.
And then you can go into a shop and you can see a shampoo that's €20.
Yeah.
And like, what is the real difference between those two?
So that is something that always comes up in the salon, going, God, salon shampoos are so expensive, Emma, and then compared to supermarkets. But the way we describe this to a client, and it makes a lot of sense, we talk a lot about like sulfate-free and paraben-free, whereas a lot of like supermarkets would have a lot of that stuff built into it. So your hair feels lovely and silky. But if we came along and actually tested it, there's actually a residue. So the way I describe it to my clients is like a roll of cling film being wrapped around your hair. So it's really only masking it. Whereas what, I suppose, a salon's one, yes, it's sulfate and paraben free, but the accuracy is 80% of ours is concentrated and 20 aqua, whereas supermarket is 80 aqua and 20 concentrate. So when you open the bottle of a shampoo from a supermarket, it pours out very, very quickly. So it's like water pouring out into your hand. Whereas in a salon based, you kind of have to squeeze the bottle to get out, but it feels quite thick when you're squeezing it out of the bottle.
Okay.
And the whole idea means that you're not overly using your shampoo. Like, we all should be only using between €1 and €2 kind of
size,
amount of a circle. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's all about the lathering up in your hands before you apply it onto the hair. People say to me, Emma, it's not lathering up, but the trick is, because when we break it down for the client, and as I mentioned already, 80% of it being concentrate and 20 aqua, it means you just add a drop of water, either to your hand or to your hair, when you put on your first shampoo, and it allows the shampoo to actually expand then, and that's where you get your lather. So I suppose it's just the definition, I suppose the definition between both is, we've just done the 80-20 there, but the difference is what's in chemical-wise in a salon-bought shampoo to what a supermarket is. The chemicals are obviously stronger, so that's why the price would be higher. But then the condition of a person's hair is like far superior than what you would get from a supermarket. Like, okay, I can tell the difference.
Can you?
Yeah, straight away.
When,
yeah.
when you're, because like your hair might feel soft and silky, mm-hmm. but it's actually
it's
not.
Actually like a wax for all the world. Okay. Like you can actually feel it. It's kind of nearly, I won't even say gritty, but it just has that really weird kind of a feel to it. You can feel that build up on it. So even you'd see people that would always be using supermarket bought shampoos and conditioners, when we're blow drying. A client say that is using that and we use our products on them, we know there's still a build up even after like us washing it, so we can actually see the steam rising. So what it's actually doing is it's like melting plastic into your hair is another way of putting it, and we've explained about the whole cling film. So that's where the steam is rising, because it's actually like you're drying in that chemical into your hair.
So you're saying it's worth spending
Absolutely.
The extra
Absolutely.
Few bob and getting a good yeah, shampoo and
because,
conditioner.
Yeah, because like you even said there, you can go into a supermarket and buy a bottle of shampoo for €2. But the thing is, you might have to buy that again in a week and a half time, because we've just done the 20-80 rule. So like you're getting 80 water in a bottle, whereas from a salon, you're getting 80 concentrate. So you can actually get, if you're actually using your shampoo correctly, you're getting anything between 8 and 9 weeks out of a bottle of shampoo.
So parabens
and sulfate.
And sulfates, what
free.
Are they?
So they're just a chemical that would be built into the shampoo, which would just, what they tend to do is actually like build up a layer on the hair, which we don't need. And by removing them, it's actually leaving our hair feel lightweight. So like I would always say to a person, how does your hair feel when you wash it at home? Does it still feel dead on your head? As in like it's weighed down by
yeah.
product. Whereas then when we use stuff in the salon and when a person buys a product from the salon and uses it at home, they're like, God, the difference. I feel like I've had a blow dry done in the salon. That airy feeling through your head. So products shouldn't be weighing you down.
Okay.
And that's what they're doing, basically.
Okay, that's interesting. And just to come back to something you said there about the size of what, a 1 or 2 euro coin?
Yeah, it depends on, say, everyone has their own kind of consistency, because everyone's hair is different, obviously enough, and for the amount, but we kind of just give a judge between €1 and €2 kind amount of a piece on your hand. That's all you should be using.
And I bet you most people put way too much shampoo.
Way too much. And then when we break it down for a client and we go through that process in the salon during consultation and even after the service, they will come back on the return and say, God, Emma, the difference from just doing that. And I'm like, I've told you. Do you know? And like I've had clients even down through the years and like, your only chance in your arm now selling me that product. And, you know, it's true. Like, you know, I suppose 90% of people go into a shop and buy a shampoo off the shelf because of the smell. And that is a study proven. It's not about them actually looking for the particular shampoo that suits their hair, you know. There's always controversy over it going, you know, that we're robbing people blind. We're not. We're doing this for the person. A big thing as well we would always say is that there is no point in going into a salon, even coming into us, and spending 100-150 euros on your colour and your cut to go out and use a shop bought shampoo and conditioner for your colour to be stripped. Whereas by us giving you a salon based shampoo and conditioner, like after 10 washes you still have at least 94-93% of your colour left in your hair. So there's a lot of that, and majority of brands now have a colour protectant built into their shampoos and conditioners, and they also have an urban defence pro built into them. So that's actually protecting us from pollution around us as well.
And is there a particular line of shampoos and conditioners that you sell that you swear by?
Yeah, so like I have a lot actually. I sell a massive range of Semidolino, which is by Alpha Perf, and I also retail Evleven Australia as well. So they all have, like we were talking about, and you asked the question, we go off the condition of someone's hair. So like each one of those two ranges have everything specifically suited for every type of hair, whether it's like a smoothing range to a moisture range to a blonde range to just people with just normal hair that just want to look after their hair to a volume range. We actually have one as well with Semidolino. It's a hair density, so they're actually kind of selling it like the menopause shampoo and conditioner really, because it's for any thinning hair. So you mightn't be having any hair loss or anything, but if your hair is thinning out. So that's our hair density range. And that's quite popular, actually. That sells really well. And people are finding great results from it too.
Now, some questions in already. Yeah. Listener says, will you ask Emma what's the best shampoo and conditioner for very dry, very thick hair? That's like they're describing mine.
So if it's like I said earlier, there's dry and there's dry damage. So if it's just dry in general, and if it's frizz with it as well, and that tends to happen with coarse hair, there is the smoothening range in Semidelino, or we have Smooth Me Now with 11 Australia. I find them both equally as good.
The smoothing range with
smoothing range
Semidelino.
With Semidelino, or it's Smooth Me Now with 11 Australia. So both of them I actually find really, really good. But also outside of the shampoo and conditioner, for anything like that, you have like smoothing creams that you can apply into the hair before you blow dry. Colour Wow have a dream coat that you can actually apply in as well. And they have two types for that, you know, just to control that, like to make it as smooth as possible and to keep it in shape. So they have an extra strength one, and then they have a standard one as well.
Yeah, I actually use that.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
I think you recommended that to me. It is good. It is very good.
Yeah.
We also have a question from a listener who says, will you ask Emma, what would she recommend for a pregnant woman that is 9 weeks gone? What shampoos can I use?
So, yeah, so we actually see a lot of this with women in pregnancy, because obviously they're trying to mind their hair, and we all know that, you know, majority of women suffer with hair loss after birth. So what we do recommend is that just use a good shampoo and conditioner throughout the process, but come like with about the 8 month mark, we always recommend that someone goes on like an energizing product. So it's a shampoo. We recommend a conditioner then to suit the hair type. And then there's vials. So they're like liquid vials, they're like tiny little vials, or there's a spray which is known as a tonic. And what this is doing is that it's absorbing into the scalp and it's going in underneath. So it's basically like giving your hair a Baraka boost. So it's actually helping the hair not fall out because of the hormone change with pregnancy. Now, some people like to go on it from the start of their pregnancy, but at the same time, we all know women tend to grow so much hair. You know, through pregnancy, it's the aftermath is what...
is when the problems start.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why we would always say either a month before birth or immediately after birth, we would always recommend the energizing range for that. And that's with Semidelino. But for now, I would be more looking after the condition of her own hair, just to just keep it fresh for the... I suppose, the period of the pregnancy up until then, near birth.
Can you get your hair coloured when you're pregnant?
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Like,
there's a bit of a mist.
Yeah. But like what we would do, we'd always be very careful. Like we would patch test, because it has happened that I have guessed clients' pregnancies through an appointment.
Condition to their hair.
Well, no, actually, they'd say to me, my scalp felt sensitive today. And I'm like, And I'd kind of just... ask a few, not personal questions, but we'd obviously be trying to figure out what's going on for them. And like, you don't want a client to be there with discomfort either. And I'd kind of just look at them with a smirk on my face and I'm like, are you expecting? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, there's your answer. Yeah. So yes, there's scalp protectors that we would use in our colours, which are there to help with that process, you know, because we obviously, our bodies are heightened in sensitivity, whether it's pregnancy or our menstrual cycles or, you know, menopause. So you have to consider all of that as well. But colours are now... like the way they're designed, they're less harsh on the scalps as well. But we would always patch test just to make sure as well.
Okay. A listener says, how many different shampoos do hairstylists stock? Well, Emma can only speak for herself, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, so for myself, I'd have two different scalp ranges, two different brands, say. Then obviously we spoke there about Semidelino and 11 Australia. The two scalp ranges would be by Keeman and Acton Acre. And then I do a whole styling range with both 11 Australia and Alpha Perf as well. So they're kind of my babies within the salon. But then it depends. So a lot of salons tend to go with, say, their colour brand that they're actually using. There's always a retail side of that as well. So you could have a salon that's full Kevin Murphy, both colour and retail. Another salon could be L'Oreal, so they will use, you know, L'Oreal range of products. You have Kerastase, you know, Nioxin, that's another scalp range. There is just so much out there, but it's just down to the salon preference what they put on their shelves, to be honest.
Yeah, so your own hairdresser would be a good person to start with if you're looking for...
Absolutely.
Advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a lady in her 60s. She describes her hair as being short, straight and very fine. Mm-hmm. At the moment, she's using buttermilk shampoo. She doesn't say what brand or whatever. But she's looking for a recommendation for a shampoo. So in her 60s, short, straight, very fine hair.
Yeah, so if it's for volume, obviously, I would imagine for this... With our Semaglina range, the way I like to break things down for clients in a simpler form, because all these ingredients and whatever, clients are just looking going, what are you talking about? So the way I describe it is we add water or milk to our porridge and it swells in the bowl. So there is an oat ingredient built into this volume range with Semaglina. And we do recommend that when you put the shampoo and you lather the shampoo onto the scalp, you let it sit for 2 to 3 minutes. And what it's doing is it's actually absorbing in. So what it's allowing it to do is actually the product swell. So it's allowing the volume to create in the hair. So
you can't do that in the shower, so you...
Well, you actually can. Like, yeah. You kind of, yeah. I tend to do it with my shampoos. I would let them sit for a minute or two, yeah. You get a better result. We actually should be doing that with all our shampoos, really.
Just leaving them sit for
A minute or two, yeah. Just to allow it to absorb instead of, you know, scrubbing it in. But also, I do recommend anyone with fine hair, we should never scrub when we're washing. It's more like kind of a thorough massage. Because what you're doing is you're causing friction by scrubbing. So you need to be like thoroughly just massaging it into the scalp, leaving it sit, but also not wrapping it up and like scrubbing it towel dry. You need to be just patting your hair because what you're doing is actually just causing friction to the hair. So you're actually annoying the hair then as well. So you're only weakening it. So definitely a volume range that has anything like with an oat ingredient built into it, it allows it to swell. And that would be a good one for that client.
Perfect. We're getting some questions in for you now, which is great to see. And we'll come back with those in a moment. But first of all, we must take a break. It's 17 minutes past two. We're with hairstylist Emma Quirk answering your queries. We seem to be talking a lot about shampoo without even intending to, but that's just the way it fell. 083 300 3300. And your question doesn't just have to be restricted to shampoo or products. It can be about anything hair related. Send it in as soon as you can. And we're back with Emma after this break.
Behind the Chair on Talk About, in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, another question for you from a listener, Emma, who says, my 14-year-old son's hair is flaky. He doesn't use much shampoo. I'm just wondering what causes this and what can be done about it.
Yeah, so there's a load of different things that could be causing that. It might be just the fact that he could be kind of like sweating through the top of his head, and that sometimes can create a bit of a flake. But they're kind of things that we would look at on a camera just to make sure that it's just nothing, you know, persistent. And it could just mean a change of a shampoo for the young fella. Do you know, it could be a bit dry, it could be sensitive. You know, and like that age group as well, both male and female, like we forget they're all going through hormone changes as well. So it could be something so slight.
Yeah, and of course, I was just about to say that actually, hormonal changes, you know, we often talk about we'll say Mary O'Donnell and our skin experts mm-hmm. about how hormonal changes can affect your skin, but your hair is part of that too.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what everyone forgets is that the skin on your scalp is actually the same as the skin on your face. So this is something that we do and try and emphasise that, you know, we've no problem going out and spending 15, 60 quid buying a moisturiser for our face, yeah. But we forget that we have to look after the skin and our scalp as well, and that's the big priority, because without a healthy scalp, you don't have healthy hair.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah.
We have a gentleman in his early 30s, and he's wondering if you could tell him, what is good for thinning hair? man in his early 30s. And I presume he's not just on about shampoo, he's probably talking in general.
Yeah, like straight off I would be saying that's a consultation with the camera because we need to see why it's thinning.
And you still have that camera?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's worn out, I'd say, at this stage.
Well, talk us through what...
Yeah,
was,
so the way the camera works is we obviously bring the client in, we have a discussion just to see like how long this problem has been, I suppose, at surface, really. We go through lifestyle, you know, is there any changes? Has there been any, like, stress or shock to the body? Because it can sometimes actually happen like that. And we just go from there. So then the way the camera works is it's like a microscopic view of the scalp. So we would take a couple of images and then we do a comparison on the iPad through our app that we use for this. So it's great because we can actually sit down and actually show the client afterwards of what is the issue at the moment and where we would like it to be. So then we kind of go through the advice of like shampoos for at home or if treatments need to be done within the salon, and we just go from there. So there is a couple of things, like it could be just the fact that the scalp is dry, that the hair is just thinning there because the scalp isn't able to breathe, or unfortunately it could be like a start of like a male pattern baldness, you know, like without frightening anyone, but we just have to take everything into consideration and we kind of, it's like a blank canvas, you start somewhere to get somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Will you be able to point him in the right
direction
anyway?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you get men coming in,
yeah,
I presume?
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I presume so. Now, here's an interesting one from a lady who's undergone 4 rounds of chemo.
Okay.
Suffered hair loss on one side of her head only. But it has grown back. However, it has grown back very light and she's looking for advice.
Yeah, so that we do tend to see that with patients after going through treatment, that would be, again, I would have to like physically see it, but it might just mean going on something like of a hair loss preventative or something that will actually thicken it up, like we spoke earlier of the density shampoos. But it's always good to see it visually, so that we can actually like pursue it really more than anything. But I wouldn't give up hope on it because you'll always see a patient or a client that has had chemo. The hair tends to always come back to its natural state, whereas someone that would have had radium, it can be slightly more affected. So it just takes, the process takes a bit longer. But there is so much out there that, but like we've talked about the camera, they're all things we need to look at on that and go from there, really.
Yeah, so when you lose your hair with chemo, it does grow back.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of people find they actually get a kink in their hair when it grows back. But the difference is, to see chemo, the hair actually is only sitting under surface of the scalp. Whereas radium, to see, because it hits a bit stronger, it can actually affect the hair follicle more. So that's why some people find that their hair only comes back a lot lighter, that it will never come back to its full state. But we try and give it as much volume as we can with as much as what we can do. Whereas chemo, they tend to have a bit better, really, result afterwards, to be honest.
Listener wants to know, I presume this is a woman, but we could be either.
Yeah.
What shampoo would help a 30-year-old with patch baldness? So I presume that's baldness in patches of their
Yeah, head. So that's definitely something that needs to be looked at. Like, as we keep talking about the camera, like, I can only go so far. But that could be, a patchy alopecia. You know, there's all different forms. So that then would be, I have no problem in looking at it, but then it's just the advice going forward, like, even to a trichologist, which would be obviously a level above my training. There's only so much, or so far even, that I can go in that. And I have a good few pals that are trichologists, that I have actually sent even clients of mine to, just to help them along the process. But that's definitely something I would need to see in person, and go from there and see like whether they need to actually go back to their GP and have blood tests done first, or go straight to a trichologist clinic.
Trichologist,
yeah,
that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Someone wants you to spell the name of the shampoo you mentioned for dry hair falling out. Was that Semidileno or no?
Dry hair falling out.
Yeah. Dry falling out hair. It must be a shampoo you mentioned earlier on.
Oh, was that maybe when the girl questioned about the shampoo for the pregnancy?
No. This is someone whose hair is falling out. spell the name of the shampoo for that. Will that person text us in again, maybe? Tell us the context in which Emma mentioned it.
And I can
might
go back
make more
then.
Sense.
Yeah.
We can come back to it. And I'm told that a load of people are ringing in wanting to know where you're based.
Yeah, so I'm just based in the outskirts of Tralee. So I'm there since January. So just right outside Tralee, kind of heading out North Kerry direction.
Yeah, but not too far outside
Tralee. No, no, no.
So I suppose if someone rings for an appointment, you can give them the air code.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's easy enough to find, anyway.
Yeah. You can't miss me.
Listener says, the back of my head is itching under my hair at the nape of my neck. Mm-hmm. And I presume they want to know any advice.
Yeah. So with that, that can come from a sensitivity, you know, the heat of the back, even when you're asleep at night. Also, you'd be very surprised. People could present an oily scalp, which can actually make it quite itchy and sensitive as well. So there could be a couple of things. So that's kind of a camera-related situation as well.
Okay. Another person says, my scalp is very itchy following chemo, mm-hmm. and my hair has just started to grow again. So I presume they're probably looking for shampoo advice.
Yeah,
or something.
You will always find that as well, that people's scalps will be very sensitive after it. So there is sensitivity shampoos out there. There's also lovely treatments as well. They're like gel-based treatments that we do just to help with that sensitivity, which kind of gives, the way I class it, it's like a mouthwash for your scalp because that's how fresh it feels afterwards. So it just dries everything on. And then there's oxygen treatments and stuff as well. So we can actually, we've talked about this numerous times on the show, but the oxygen therapy, a lot of people just think it's just for hair loss, but it actually isn't. So we actually have all different liquids depending on whether it's a sensitive scalp, an oily scalp, a dry scalp, a scalp with dandruff, and hair loss. But we actually have liquids that we can apply into the oxygen machine and absorb it into the scalp, so it's allowing it to absorb in quicker as well. So there's loads of different things there.
Another person wants to know, will you ask Emma how I can arrange a camera diagnosis for my mum, who apparently has seborrheic dermatitis on her scalp?
Oh yeah, there's all different forms of dermatitis, yeah. So I will give the number out there shortly that I can be contacted on, because I know the lady's asking about the camera and stuff. So I can give the number here at the end of the programme, Deirdre, and clients can contact me that way.
Yeah, very good. Listeners called Anne has looking for dry hair shampoo, and she says, I've hairs on my pillow. So she's got a bit of hair loss as well, presumably.
Okay, yeah. So if it's dry in the ends, it means it's probably could be lacking a bit of moisture, or it could be just dry because it's thick and coarse at the same time as well as it's falling out. So it either is a hair loss preventative shampoo, or it could be just the hair density one we spoke about for the thinning hair, and then a specific conditioner then to suit the hair type as well.
Okay. A lady in her 70s suffers from an itchy head, particularly at night. She says she uses salon colourant on her hair always.
So it's salon colour all the time. So that means there's probably a sensitivity showing on the scalp. So if she wanted, she could actually make sure she explains that to her hairstylist, that she is having a sensitivity. Now, is it an ongoing thing, or is it after having colour done? So that's where we'd see it. Like, you'd have people that could still be like with an itchy scalp for a week or two after having their colour. But like, even for example of our place, we have a scalp and fibre restorer, which is a peppermint based product, and it actually brings back the pH value of the scalp back to like where the human body should be sitting after colour, because colour can actually heighten sensitivity in people too. But look, there's so much in it. Like, it could be medications a person is on. It just could be how the body is feeling, and that all these sensitivities and these itches could be coming up. And we do see it at night time with a lot of people, but it more often than not can be actually just the heat of their head.
Yeah, at night on the pillow.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Just one more before we finish up with you. A listener wants to know, says they struggle to straighten their own hair because it's naturally wavy. Is there any product I could spray on or use on my hair that might make the blow drying easier?
Yeah, so we actually spoke about it earlier, the Dream Coat with Colour Wow. I think that is just like a game changer on people's hair, to be honest. And it's a product that is only used every third shampoo, so you're going to get months out of it because it's a spritz that goes on the hair. So you would do your two shampoos, your conditioner, you towel dry your hair, and you just section off the hair from the back to the front, and you just spritz the product on, comb it through, and you dry it into the hair. So the whole idea of drying it in, and for the product to work, it has to be heat activated. So what it's actually doing, what I find, is it actually slightly lessens your blow drying time. But also, a trick with it as well is make sure you have a nozzle on your hairdryer. This is what we come up a lot with, because having no nozzle on the hairdryer, the air is just blasting out, whereas a nozzle is controlling the circulation of, say, the heat in the air from the dryer. So it's all about facing downwards.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wouldn't have known that now.
Yeah, yeah. So if you think about it, the gush of air that comes out of a hairdryer without a nozzle, it's just a big blast. And people would just kind of shake it into their heads. So they're always like, oh God, my roots are always so frizzy. But I'm like, it's how you're drying your hair. Put a nozzle on your hairdryer and always face your hairdryer downwards. So if you're grabbing your hair out from your root and pulling your hair downwards with your fingers, by you following the dryer down at an angle on your hair, what you're doing is actually closing the cuticle, you're not reopening it. So that's where frizz would actually come from as well. So it's all about those little small control things as well.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago, didn't you do sort of night classes for
Yeah, I did.
How to manage their straighteners and curlers and the whole shebang.
Yeah, they were a great success. And like, even to this day, those girls that I actually had in the course that time, they would all say, that was the best thing I ever did.
Game changer
between using their own electronics at home, between their hair dryers, their straighteners, their curlers, and then the control of shampoo and conditioner. And like, they've never looked back since.
Yeah, so much we don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And look, us as hairstylists, that's what we're there for. This is our job. You know, don't be afraid to ask. Like, we're only happy to help. Because like that, there's no point in you having like hundreds of products at home and you're looking at them going, how do I use them? So like, I actually stop my clients from buying things. I'm like, right, what's on the shelf at home at the moment? And they're like, this, this and this. And I'm like, right, let's use them out and then we will look at a whole new routine again. And I will only allow things to be bought when they need to be bought. Yeah. There's no point in buying them and picking all these things up, because sometimes they mightn't even be any good for your hair. So that's why we're here. This is our profession. And we're here to answer the questions of the clients.
Yeah, and I always feel about you, Emma, to be fair, that you appreciate the fact that not everybody can afford to get their hair blow dried
all the time. Yeah.
So we need to be able to use the straighteners and everything.
Yeah, and it's just about simply asking the question to your stylist of like, is there any tricks I can do with my hair dryer or a brush, or is there any way I can be, you know, shown how to do something? Like, stylists are only happy to help their clients, you know, because you want to make their life easier at home. It's the same. We've talked about haircuts down through the years on the programme, myself and yourself. And it's not about just going in and having the haircut done, but what you need to consider in the factors of that is, am I going to be able to maintain it myself at home? Is it going to need how many products to maintain it at home? And that's where consultation is so big, and it's a massive factor in everything we do within our profession, because we want the client to walk out the door and walk back in the door 6 and 8 weeks later going, that was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Not coming in going, never again. But that's, and if I ever hear that, I'm like, why? What did you not like about it? Or was there something that we can try and fix and help each other on this journey, you know, to make you love it the next time round?
Very briefly, I want to get, because it's the last question, but we're way over time, but a listener is looking for a recommendation for a shampoo for a 12-year-old boy going through puberty and his hair is very greasy.
Yeah, so Keemin, the brand, one of the brands I use, and it's really cost effective as well. It's Activia by Keemin.
Spell Keemin.
So it's K-E-M-O-N, and the range is Activia. So it's A-C-T-Y-V-A. They have one in theirs. It's called Equilibrio. They're Italian names. It's E-Q-U-I-L-I-B-R-I-O, and it'll actually state on the front of the bottle, it'll say greasy scalp. That is a game changer.
And where can you buy that?
So I actually stock it in the salon, and also it can be bought online as well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, we better let you go. But you better, loads of people want to know where they can find you.
Yeah. And just going on the last time, Deirdre, as well, hopefully we didn't miss any phone calls from anyone, because the phone just blew up after I'd been on
the last thing.
So apologies if we did miss anyone. We weren't ignoring you. We thought we got through everyone. But the salon number is 085-873-7693.
Again, slowly.
So it's 085-873-7693.
Yeah, and you might leave that number with
Absolutely.
Mary, who's on Radio Kerry's reception today, in case anybody didn't have a pen. Mary will have it for you behind reception. Emma, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Yes.
I think we learnt loads today, as we always do when you come in. And it's great to see you, and great to hear how well your new salon is going.
Thank you.
We're thrilled for you. That's Emma Quirk, folks. You'll find her in her salon just outside Tralee Town. And we'll take a break, and we've lots more to come in the final half hour of Monday's Talk About.